The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Jeeve, agus fáilte go Jean Clark, come and look like scale and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, with you as always until 9 o'clock. And well, on the eve of the commencement of the National Football League, and our focus very much on that for this weekend. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by three National League winners. Eamon McGee from Gweedore, of course, and Donegal is in studio here with me. And on the phone, I've got Paddy Bradley from Derry and Pascal McConnell from Tyrone, all National Football League winners. I think, Paddy, you head the queue with two.
Yeah, that's right.
Won
2000 and 2008, Tom.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. And good night to you as well, Pascal.
How you doing, Tom?
Okay. And you, of course, have, like Eamon McGee, just won.
Yeah, just the one. Just the one. Good memories, though.
But I'm sure Eamon will remind Paddy he's got an All-Ireland medal as well.
No, I would never remind Paddy of that.
Eamon, it's good to have you. And of course, I suppose this is the first one that you're not going to be taking part in.
Aye, it's a wee bit funny now, Tom. You know, the lads have been preparing, and they're not telling me much now, but I hear that they're preparing well. And it's just going to be a wee bit funny, you know, going out to watch them, and they'll be in the heat of the battle, you know. Yeah. So it's a rare enough feeling.
So you're cut off now, even from the news. So there's no point in going to you for news anymore.
No, if you're looking for a team, don't come to me. I'll be the last man to find out.
Yeah. And just as we said, a National League winner from 2007. What's your memory of that?
It was a good memory. It's the first time we've tasted success, and it was an important time for that Donegal team, you know, because throughout the years, always we kind of knew that we had a good enough team because we were competing at the time. And although the level, you know, between league and championship is massive, you still knew that you were in an All-Ireland final here, and you could play against the top teams. And I think that was always in the back of our mind. And even through the bad times, and, you know, coming off our man Cross McGlenn, why can we not get it together? So I think the league one was a very important step for Donegal.
And that was a team, and I know you were one of the young lads on the team, but that was a team that had so many disappointments, hadn't they, from, say, 2002?
Yeah, we had a lot of disappointments. We'd come up against Armagh, you know, and we were also, came along, the Tyrone team of the noughties came along at the same time,
Pascal,
you know.
Pascal McConnell and company.
Yeah, he'll surely remind me now of it now, but you know, we're up against two top teams, and we had a lot of disappointments now. So for us to get a bit of silverware, and, you know, even for the boys that have been about, you know, like Eddie Sweeney and Roper and these boys, to, you know, taste that wee bit of success.
Damien
Diver too.
Barry Monaghan, Shane Carr, yeah.
Yeah, taste that wee bit of success. It was nice for them, you know. It's a medal's a medal. Like, at the end of the day, in 30 years' time, we'll look back and we'll say we won the league in 2007.
And Brian McIver, of course, was manager, wasn't he?
Yeah, Brian was manager, you know, and he'd put in massive work in 2006. We were probably looking back, we should have got an All-Ireland semi-final, you know. Cork beat us, and we went on then to push on and won the National League. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about Donegal, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And Brian had laid the foundations, and it was up to us then to take it to the next level as a group of players. And unfortunately, we weren't up to it, and, you know, it just came at the wrong time for us. But, you know, Brian, I think, made a lot of good work during his time at Donegal.
And I know it took, what, another 4 or 5 years to win the All-Ireland. I think at that stage, did that give, you know, the belief that maybe you were good enough? It was Mayo you beat in the final, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mayo we beat in the final, you know. And just as I says, you know, we had competed against the top teams. Like, it's always the same teams there about Division 1. You know, they have the Mayo, Dublin, you know, Tyrone or whoever else. And, you know, they're always knocking about more or less year in, year out. And, like, we were beating these, and we were competing well against the teams. So it's in the back of your head that we're every bit as good as them now.
Yeah. Was that the year you got the goal down in Castlebar, was it? No, in the league, no?
One of the greatest goals ever scored in league football. No, I think that was 2008 now.
Oh, right, the following year.
Yeah.
And Paddy, of course, you won two. The first of yours was what year?
2000, Tom. We beat Meath after a replay. It was down in Clonus. vivid memories of that, because I suppose that was at a stage whenever the National League was played. I think it was 3 games before Christmas and 4 games after Christmas. Obviously the format's changed now, but I remember coming out of minors and the first 2 games, the first 2 boys I had to mark was Brian Lacey and Kenneth Mortimer, who were 2 teak tough defenders now. And it was, you know, for a young lad at maybe 11 and a half, 12 stone, you know, sort of 300 the deep end, you know. But
yeah, and you're not even mentioning the Meathmen.
No, and Meathmen, I suppose at that stage, were renowned for hard-hitting football too. Like, but, you know, it's interesting that time, because Eamon Coleman was over us, I suppose, and Sean Boylan was over Meath. And, you know, at that stage, Derry had sort of an insane over Meath. We always seemed to have the upper hand on them, you know, and I know Eamon and Sean were very good friends. And, you know, we drew that final in Croke Park. There was 5 subs that day, and I actually wasn't one of them. And I remember on the Monday evening coming home and sort of wondering what I was doing there, what I was doing in the panel, where I was going, because I suppose they made a lot of changes that day and I wasn't one of them. And I actually phoned Eamon up on the Monday evening and asked him what the crack was and was there any point in me being on the panel. I hadn't seen much game time after Christmas, and he more or less dragged it out of me. By the time I come off the phone, I was telling Eamon that I was the best forward in Derry. This is an 18-year-old rookie. And the next week, we were playing the championship, and he threw me in against Kevin from the start, and I kicked 3 points from play, and I had to go off at half time. He since blunts, and from then on, I never missed a Derry game for God knows how many years. And it was only maybe a year or two later that Eamon told me that he knew that the belty was in me, but it was getting it out of me. And he says that phone call was, you know, what it took. I come off that phone buzzing, and I suppose trying to prove a point to him, and say that's where the whole journey in terms of playing for Derry started with me.
And then, of course, roll on to 2008. Had you been in another final or two before that one? No?
No, we actually were beaten in 2009.
Yeah.
Bekerry, but we beat them in 2008 down in Parnell Park. I remember that well, because I suppose whenever you play in a final, you want to play it in Croke Park. But there was no point in taking Derry to Croke Park. You know, with 10,000 spectators, and it was in Parnell Park, and the crowd was a fantastic crowd. Parnell's a great venue if it's full, and it was a very, very tight game. We beat Kerry by a couple of points that day. Kerry had a very, very strong team out now, but we played very well. You know, we had a good team back then, and I suppose it's the big regret. You know, you look at the team we had then, the likes of Kevin McGuckin, Kevin McCloy, Niall McCusker, Fergal Doherty, Paul McFlynn, Johnny McBride, myself, Fernand, and Sean Murray. And it's a shame that we only ever won a league title, but as Eamon says, at least 20 or 30 years time, we've had to look back and say at least we won something. We did play Kerry again in 2008 and Croke Park, but they had the upper hand on us.
2009, you mean?
Or
yeah.
2009, sorry.
Yeah. And tell me, they are 2 treasured medals, so are they, in the Bradley House?
Oh, they are, and, you know, any medal you won with your counties, you know, is to be treasured. I suppose the biggest disappointment for Derry people, and for me, from a personal point of view, in terms of my own career, is that we never won an Ulster. In 2000, after we won that league title, went on to an Ulster final, and it was my first year. Armagh beat us by a point, and I suppose I thought, as a young 18-year-old, you know, I'll be back here in Ulster finals, it'll be a regular occurrence, because I suppose through the 90s, Derry had been a regular fixture in Ulster finals and the like. But unfortunately for me, I never got to play another Ulster final. The one we did play in against Donegal, sure, myself and Owen had done the cruciates, and I missed out on that. So, you know, it's while the league medals are treasured, they're great to have, it's disappointing everyone in Ulster, but
Derry were known that time probably as a league team. Was there too much emphasis put on the league in Derry? And that's a topic we're going to come up to in a minute, because I think Eamon McGee and Donegal fell out of love after winning in the league. But was there a bit too much emphasis? Or
I wouldn't have said we placed any more emphasis in the league than we did the championship. It's just we always seemed to get off to a good start in the league, and we always found ourselves in semi-finals and finals. Like any other team, we always aim to peak come the summer, but as is well documented around there, you know, come summertime, then you're in the height of club season, and, you know, the boys that maybe weren't making the 16, 17, 18, 19 players that were playing regularly on a Sunday for Derry then maybe opted to go and play for their clubs, and that caused a bit of hassle, you know, and maybe there was friction within the squad because of that. And I remember one year, Balahi and Ballinderry drew each other in the club championship, and sort of they had, I suppose, 2 of the top teams in Ulster at the time, and once that draw was made, I remember the focus between the Blahy and Ballinderry players was to sort of edge towards the clubs. And I'm not saying that they didn't put the effort into Derry, because they did, but they always had one eye on the club championship, and it was a massive fixture for them. And you had all sorts of these things going on in Derry at the time, and you know, we were seen as a league team. As I say, Tom, we didn't put any more emphasis on it than we did the championship.
You probably needed another coming of Eamon Coleman, did you, or somebody like him to put it together again?
Well, you know, it's my belief that if Eamon had stayed on longer, look at that team, as I said, in 2007, 2008, if Eamon had been in charge of us, I think, you know, it had done a lot more with us than it was done. Eamon was a great man, and I suppose he never got the credit that he was due around there. There was all sorts of handlings, I suppose, in 93 after he won the All-Ireland. Even when he was back in around 99, 2000 and that, you know, there was people thought he shouldn't win back and the like, but for me, he was, you know, along with Theodore McGoggin, you're talking about two of the greatest football men, you know, in Ulster, and it's just a pity that he wasn't about longer, because I think he definitely could have done something with it.
Mm. That's the voice of Paddy Bradley. He's one of my guests here tonight who are looking ahead to the commencement of the National Football League, and, well, Eamon McGee is in studio with me, and Pascal McConnell is also on the phone. We'll be going to Pascal in a moment, but of course, if you want to join in the discussion, you can do so by text, and our new text number is 086 60 25,000, which is a pretty easy one to remember. I'll give it to you again, 086 60 25,000, if you have any questions or any comments to make to Eamon, to Paddy, or to Pascal. And of course, if you're dialing from outside the dialing code, it's 003 53 86 60 25,000. So that's pretty easy one to remember. So put it in your phone, change the one we had, and put it in your phone if you want to text us. Pascal McConnell, just the one, what year was that?
Just the one, Tom, 2003.
Yeah, and memories of that. You had been in and out of the team for a while around that time, hadn't you?
Yeah, I suppose it was my first year in the senior setup, Tom, and I suppose what had started off then was sort of a rotation policy Mickey had inherited between me and John Devine, who were the goalkeepers at the time. So I suppose it gave you vital game time, and then come championship time, then it was down to the best man, I suppose, to perform over that. So it was, it was a very enjoyable campaign. A few ups and downs along the way. With defeats to Roscommon and Dublin at the time, like, but we managed to turn it around and secure what was Tyrone's second national title. We certainly weren't laden with national titles back then, but I suppose it sort of set a bit of belief about the camp and what lay ahead, I suppose, to try and secure these national titles and try and mix it among the big boys, you know.
Mm. And of course, you won the Sam Maguire and the All-Ireland first, and then won the league.
We'd retained the league from 2002.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I mean.
And
yeah.
Again, it was Mickey's first year involved with the senior setup. Again, it was sort of, you know, putting the stall out, getting the belief among the throne. It's time to deliver among the big boys, I suppose. You know, listening to Paddy there about their success, Derry's success there back in 2000. That, and Derry were a team that were so consistent in National League football, and you were kind of looking on a little bit envious. And you know, if Derry can produce this, they're mixing among the big boys, they're there at the top table, you know, and it was something for us to try and follow suit. And it's Tyrone were, you know, I suppose the last final appearance was actually defeated by Derry in 92. And you know, it was just still in that belief which Mickey did, you know, pretty quickly, I suppose, in 2003, and it was just getting that belief to go on that we can compete at the top table and mix it with the big boys and things like that, and secure a second national title. You
and
know?
Did you play in any other league finals or in that period, or was the Sam Maguire the most coveted then?
Well, I suppose at the time the National League title was very cherished. It was the second national title. Again, I suppose it was a huge confidence booster, I suppose, going into the championship campaign, that suddenly here we come of age, you know, that we can go to Dublin, we can secure these titles. We were known as chokers before, with the choked up against Sligo in 2002 in the championship. You know, so that was always played in the mind. It was something Mickey focused on, the throne with these great chokers when they went to Croke Park, that they always seemed to come back, you know, empty-handed, whether it be national titles or even games in Croke Park. You know, it was time to change that trend. And, you know, in fairness to Mickey, instilled that belief in the boys, and I suppose led by Peter at the time as well. And he was able to rekindle memories, I suppose, of his own National League final appearance in 92, where he'd suffered defeat to Derry. He'd actually played that day. So, you know, little things he got there, and great leadership from himself, I suppose, helped, you know, the young lads. I suppose we were all, it was sort of the 1998 minor team was backbone of that team now. And still, a lot of them very raw. It was their second year in senior football. So they needed a bit of guidance, a bit of leadership there. So definitely Peter's input to it was very, very valuable now.
Thought to Gerson Glisson Clark coming Luke Glasgow in a shock than this show. I'm not sure if we have an ad break coming up. No, we haven't an ad break coming up. So we can go back to our guest and studio, Eamon McGee. Eamon, before obviously we look ahead to the new campaign and the new season, in terms of Donegal, as I mentioned earlier, won it in 87. Did Donegal, have they fallen out in with the National League since, in terms of championship seems to become the major goal now?
It's all about championship, you know, and we're at that stage, or when I played with Donegal, it was at that stage, that's where we wanted to win the medals, you know, and we weren't, you know, the type of players that could have kept it going right throughout the season, that we had to peak for a certain period of time, and obviously championship is going to take priority, like that we didn't need to develop players, or we didn't need to, you know, bring players on. We knew we had players that could compete, so it was all about championship. And I think Jim says one year that he doesn't really care about the league, and I think Donegal are in a different place now, that they have a few young lads coming in and they have to bring it on, and they have to see, can these young lads compete against the top teams that are going to be there. It's just the same as us and 2006, 2007.
You've hit on something there, you know, and we see Dublin, they're going for their fifth league title in a row. They've won, what, 2-3 All-Irelands, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Is it a case that maybe counties like Donegal, Tyrone, Derry, most other counties haven't got the squads that can do that, or that you have to concentrate on just the one competition if you want to be successful?
I think if you're dealing with a certain like pool of players, that you do have to concentrate. Obviously, depends, and as I said before, depends on where you're at with development of the team.
And the age of the team.
Yeah, and the age of the team, whether you want to stay about Division 1 now. But I don't think when we were with Jim McGuinness, or he wasn't too pushed whether we got relegated or not now. But it just depends where you're at. And Dublin, it's no secret, have a massive pool of players that they can use, and you know, they have nearly two players going for most positions, and unfortunately that's not a luxury we have, and we kind of have to just time it well to when we push that button.
I was encouraged yesterday, Rory Gallagher at his press conference yesterday, and he was saying that, you know, he wouldn't mind a run in the league to get to a final this year, and that's probably emphasising your point, because he's going to be going with a younger squad, as we're going to discuss in a minute.
Like, obviously we can't analyse the Kerry Donegal game, because there's nothing to analyse going on. A lot of the lads are retired, there's a new team there, and I think a good...
We're going to try anyway later on.
Well, I think a good league run will do these lads well, you know, gel them together and just bring them on. And I think if Rory was to tick a box in terms of what his priority is for the year, and priorities is for the year, I think a good league run would be one of them. And you know, we need to see the boys that are coming in, like we need to see them.
We've a text in here, Eamon, from you. Do you think Jamie Reynolds, Michael Carroll and Jason McGee will push Donegal on this year?
I'd love to see the number from that book there now, but no, I think Michael Carroll and Jason McGee, I think there's a big future ahead now.
Maybe Jimmy Reynolds sent that, I have a funny feeling.
Jimmy's mad for the gym now, so hopefully he can push it on.
Anyway, just before we look ahead, Paddy, what's your thoughts on this thing of where teams seem to be kind of more or less concentrating now on the championship, and you hear this notion, as long as we retain our status, we're quite happy?
Aye, for a lot of teams, I suppose that would be the final. As Eamon says, there, you know, there's not too many teams have the pool of players that Dublin have. Dublin can afford to be without their St Vincent players, and can afford to give the likes of Bernard Brogan and experienced players rest, and still, you know, won a league title. There's not too many other teams of that luxury. Like, you take the likes of Derry, who are going to be without the St Neil players, you know, Chris McCaig, Bretton Rogers. You know, it's a massive loss for them. You know, the likes of Derry, a small county with a small pool of players, can't cope with that loss. Dublin can, so Derry's priority very much this year would just be to retain their Division 2 status. They'd be happy enough for that, but I think a lot of teams, you know, the same. And looking at Division 2, you know, look at maybe the likes of Galway and Cork, who possibly would be the two teams more so than any in that league would be looking to maybe get promotion. They actually play it sort of in the first game. It's going to, I suppose, have a big bearing on the outcome of the winners of that league. But you know, Cork would probably see themselves as a Division 1 side. Galway have been pushing under Kevin Walsh this last year or two, and I suppose they would like to get back up among the big boys. But you know, the rest of the teams in that league, I think, are solid Division Two teams, and they'll be happy to retain their status there.
Eamon, as you said, it's going to be a new look Donegal team. We don't know what it's going to be. We have a fair idea that there's going to be four or five, you know, young lads brought in. What do you make of? You know, what you've seen so far of Donegal or hearing so far of them?
It's just interesting in terms of what do we see for whereabouts. We see Michael play for most of the league, and, you know,
Michael Carroll.
Michael Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Murphy. I think that if I was, and that's just my opinion, like Rory might have a totally different opinion, I would just leave him on the edge of the square and keep him out of danger for the whole league, and just, you know, just keep him in there. And know if he's out and about the middle of the field that he's going to get battered and bruised, like, but that's not a luxury we can afford now. And just, I think the likes of Kieran Gillespie and Owen Bann and these boys we'll see where they're at now. I think there's a big future ahead for Kieran. You know, I know he's my club man, and I'm a bit biased, like, but I've seen in him and I've seen what he's capable of, and it'll be interesting to see. To see how he manages, you know, especially this Sunday.
And tell me, two young men that have really impressed me, you know, just coming out of minor, just like Paddy Bradley was in 2000, Michael Langan and Jason McGee.
Yeah, well, funny enough, I remember just in Michael Langan's case, you know, we were over on the bridge, and Christie's, I think he was about 16, we were down at Dunfanaghy. And Christy Toy says to me that this player has it, like, he's going to be one for the future, you know. And I've always kind of kept a wee eye on him to see, and you can tell a player if he has that kind of cut about him, and, you know, there's a big future ahead of him. And with Jason, it would have been one of the players that I would have picked out from the minor team last year. You know, that the same again, you can just look at a player and nearly make an instant judgment on it. Obviously, you have to go a bit deeper now, but my first impression of him was that he was going to have a big future with Donegal. Like, so it'll be interesting to see. Massive step up now.
Yeah, it's a massive step up. And the physicality that's in the game now, would that be a concern for you as a 19-year-old or an 18, 19-year-old coming?
Well, that's why they're the best physical trainers out there. Like, this is why we pay people money to get people into shape so they can compete at the level. So, like, it's not going to happen overnight, but they're building and they're in the process of getting to the level required, you know, and they're well looked after in terms of physical shape, you know.
And if some of those young fellas were listening tonight, you know, what would be the advice? You know, what would your advice be to them? You know, what would you have done differently when you came in first into the team?
A lot differently. I would probably, you know, if I was to tell any young fella now, is that obviously you have to enjoy it, like, but it's also a lifestyle choice, you know, for inter-county footballer now. And, like, there's no point looking at the watch and checking when is it home time. You know, you just have to immerse yourself in that whole life and that whole, you know, and winning atmosphere.
Yeah, there's another text in. You're very popular, Eamon. Good luck, Eamon. Still waiting for my short from Anton at the pool. I'm not sure who that is, but anyways.
No, as a boy, I promised the jersey. So there's a long list of them.
And tell me, Pascal, what's the feeling and what's the mood in Tyrone? Surely, obviously, concentrating on championship, but, you know, another sixth McKenna Cup, you know, Tyrone like to win most competitions.
Certainly, Mickey certainly makes no secret of that, the competitive nature of a man that he is. We've had a decent start, of course. You know, I think, you know, personally, I feel that Division One started, you know, Division One football can't be understated. It's a great preparation for championship.
Tyrone are up this year, having won promotion.
They're back in Division One, and, you know, again, it's great to be preparing against the likes of the Dublins, the Kerry's, Mayo's, and of course the top teams, and also the Monaghan's and Donegal's as well. You've always that tasty local rivalries there as well, which add to it. So every game's going to be massive. Again, I think it's always important to get off to a good start. You don't want to be playing catch up. You don't want to be relying on all our results. You know, you certainly want to be getting the points on the board to, number one, retain your status. And number two, get, as they say, of anything after that there is probably a bonus. But it's good competitive football against top teams, and it bodes well for championship football then come June time.
And will Mickey be looking for Anthony's Pacific? Because obviously, you know, your people are looking at Tyrone and seeing them going to be playing in August and All-Ireland semi-final, you know, last year, the last couple of seasons, or quarter-final, was it semi-final the year before? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that Mickey's going to be looking for, maybe that'll give him that extra edge to take him that little bit further this year?
Of course, Mickey would always be one for stating the importance of improvement, you know, improving on the year before. Great disappointment after the Mayo defeat last year, but you know, getting the Division One status back, you know, the more experienced players that play their role in leading the younger lads through, you know, we've had a successful under 21 team. It's important they step up to the mark as well. So, you know, we need 100-bit game time for them lads as well. So, certainly improvement and the push on, and hopefully, you know, maybe get to the latter stage of the league and see what that maybe brings. But it's going to be very, very tough. Mickey will know that. A lot of the lads will know that. There's a lot of inexperience there, which we suppose would maybe be the one negative. But they're going to, you know, it's the place to learn. It's the place, you know, you're going to come up against the top teams. And hopefully it'll bode well for summer, because obviously you've Derry first up in the Championship, which is going to be very, very tough. So there's always one eye on that, but you like to get as best prepared as you can for that.
And has anybody from outside, Sean, put their hand up in the McKenna Cup?
Well, I think, you know, you've obviously young McHugh of Vahey Arnis come on, got a bit of game time in the McKenna Cup, and you've big lad McClure from Tlannow, and obviously there's another lad there wasn't here telling much last year because they obviously suffered a few injuries. It was Conor Mailer-Roma, you know, and I think, you know, it's Conor especially is one that would fit into the throwing style of play, you know, that mass defensive system but break with pace, and Conor certainly adds that lot of pace, and he's great running ability and he's great football ability. So yeah, there's going to be a big emphasis on the young lads to step up, and you know, Mickey's going to look to that, and as I say, and hope for a long summer ahead.
And what are you giving, what's in the water up around Moy? Is he Sean Kavanagh back for another year?
Sean's just been a massive servant to Tyrone. You know, I'll be very keen myself and very interested to see what way Sean will be utilised the year. Preferably, I'd probably like to see him maybe in the Ages of Square to give us that something different. But Sean, again, I think what may be resorted to maybe being brought out round the middle, back in the full forward. So you could see Sean in a wider range of positions maybe the year, but personally, I would like to see him in the Ages of Square. He does possess you know, he's great scoring form. I think his scoring record speaks for itself. He's a great target man, and he's great at bringing others into the play. So yeah. Sean still has a big role to play in this throwing team.
The general consensus is that Tyrone are still looking for maybe an Owen Mulligan or a Stephen O'Neill or even, dare I say, another Peter Canavan. Has anybody come into that reckoning yet?
As I've mentioned before, I suppose, Tom, I would like to see maybe two more scoring forwards on earth. You know, I think last year was a big help with Ronan O'Neill stepping to the fore too, and had a great Ulster Championship campaign. I'd like to see more scoring forwards, you know, and if we could find maybe one or two more scoring forwards, I think Tyrone could have a big say. You know, I think their defensive game plan's intact. That's very strong. We all know about that. But I think at the far end of the field now, I think especially again, the old show that just that little bit more potency in front of goal, and maybe if we can unearth one or two more forwards, I think, you know, it'll be a big, big help to this Tyrone team.
And of course, the fixtures this weekend, actually, the league gets underway on Saturday night. It's Mayo and Monaghan in Division 1, and it's Down and Fermanagh in Division 2. That Mayo Monaghan game is in McHale Park in Castlebar. It's Tyrone and Roscommon in Omagh, and of course, Donegal and Kerry in the big game here in Donegal on Sunday. That's a 2 o'clock throw in. And just a note in from Liam Skelly of the Donegal Ladies Underage. They're holding a bucket collection on Sunday outside O'Donnell Park. So Donegal Ladies, of course, going particularly well. They opened their campaign last weekend with a win over Armagh in Convoy, and they're in Galway this weekend. They're taking on Galway on Sunday. That game is in Tuam Stadium. That's about it from me. My thanks tonight to Eamon McGee, Paddy Bradley, and to Pascal McConnell. Eamon, before we go, any chance that you might just make that comeback?
No, definitely not. No, I'm enjoying putting the feet up and watching Coronation Street too much these days now, so you'll not see me back in a Donegal jersey.
Look, good. Thanks again to Eamon, to Paddy, to Jimmy Stafford on sound, Paddy Bradley, and to Pascal McConnell. From me, Tom Cormack, just to remind you again, Declan Warner and Oisin Kelly will bring you live action from O'Donnell Park on Sunday.